Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Ba-da-da. From 1983, Twisting by the Pool, Dire Straits. That's your Monday morning heartstarter, everybody. It's 7 past 6. I remember back in the day because that was back in the days of records.
Records and that little false end.
Yeah, because the song ends about 3 times before it does actually end.
Stop, yeah, yeah.
And you'd be looking at the record going around.
Is that it?
And you used to jump in at the wrong time.
And then it would come back on. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Welcome to Monday, everybody. Potsy and Leighton. For your Monday morning, thanks to Accelerate 24-Hour Fitness Centre on Daubney Avenue. Hope the weekend was a good one. I certainly crammed a fair bit into mine.
You were in 3 states in 2 days.
I was everywhere. Friday, we went down to... We had to go to Adelaide. We had to go to South Australia for the weekend. Right. So we went down Friday.
Right, to Melbourne.
To Melbourne. And we thought, oh, well, we're here. We'll head out to Geelong and watch the Geelong-Sydney game. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
yes. So we went to Geelong to watch the football. Can I just say, I saw more Wagga people.
Yeah.
And people that I haven't seen for ages at bloody Simmons Stadium at Geelong. It was unbelievable.
Potsy!
Yeah, no, I was going, what's going on here? So anyway, went to the footy in Geelong on Friday night. Flew out of Melbourne very early on Saturday morning to Adelaide to go to Moonta.
Right.
And spent some time with a mate who's doing it a little tough. So we were there. We got in the car yesterday afternoon.
And you drove from...
Drove back to Adelaide.
Drove from Adelaide to Moota. That's a decent
haul. It's a couple of hours there.
So
yesterday, got back in the car, drove back to Adelaide, got on the plane, got into Melbourne about 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
And then,
drove home
through the crappy weather. Got here.
So what time did you get into beddy by?
Oh, I got into bed about 12:30.
Did you sleep on the plane or anything?
Oh, I had a bit of a kip on the plane.
All right. So you could, what you're telling us is that you could nod off at any time.
Oh, mate, it's gone from Friday to Monday.
Wow.
Anyway, we will do our best to stay with you, everybody.
Stay awake.
So, yeah, it was a very busy weekend this side of the mic. Hope yours was a good one, whatever you got up to.
Did you, obviously, you were able to get tickets to the Geelong?
I told you. Everyone around here on Friday said, you haven't got a ticket, Potsy.
Yeah, you won't get in.
Don't worry.
Hey.
I got in.
Yeah,
I got in.
Where did you get?
I sat up with the old Geelong faithful. I sat up with some of the members.
How did you get in if you didn't have a ticket?
Let's just don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that.
Don't worry about the finer details, Leighton. I told you I'd get in and I got in. I had forgotten what it's like.
Yeah.
Because I don't get down to Geelong games anymore. I'll go and watch them play in Melbourne.
Yeah. In fact, the stadium announcer said, we'd like to welcome back Potsy. It's been a while.
I'd forgotten what it's like to sit with the Geelong faithful. They are terrible supporters. Dearie me.
They are one-eyed.
Anyway, wasn't much of a game. In fact, I lost a little bit of interest in the game when the scoreboard had blown out. You sort of lose a bit of interest. So you focus on other things.
Beer.
There was a bit of that too. I did take particular notice just in front of me. There were three guys who had actually. Come to watch their very first game of Australian rules football.
Wow.
And it was just interesting watching three people who had never seen the game before and how they went through the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those three guys were umpiring the game.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.